And so let's sing a few songs unto the Lord. Amen. As we open up with thanksgiving in our heart this morning, on page 89, the song says, "Glory to His name." Amen. Glory to the name of Almighty God this morning. Page 89 in your songbooks this morning. Down at the cross where my Savior died, nowhere from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name, glory, glory to His name, glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied, glory to His name. I am so wondrously, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. I'm there at the cross where He took me in, singing glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to, oh precious fountain, oh precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in, that Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Singing glory to His, come on and sing it this morning. Glory to His name, glory to His wonderful name. Dear to my heart was the blood of mine. Glory to, come to this fountain, come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast off your soul at the Savior's feet. Come to today and be made complete. Singing glory to His name. Come on and sing it this morning. Glory to His name. Glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to. Oh, I am so wondrous. Number two, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There to the cross where He took me in. Singing glory to. Come on and sing it this morning. Glory, glory to His name. Glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to His. Come on and do it again. Glory, glory to His name. Glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to His name. Praise Him, church, this morning. Yes, we give You glory, God. Glory and honor that You're so due today. Yes, Jesus, we thank You, God. You deserve all the praise this morning. All the honor, God. We say thank You, Lord, in this house this morning. God is a good God, church. Amen. An awesome God. Amen. Thank God for His love this morning, His grace. On page 247. Maybe get to that in a minute. But 247 in the songbooks. 247, fill my way with love. Amen. Yes, He is a friend. Amen. That loves us so. Let's stick it closer than them brothers this morning. Amen. I love this morning for Him. His love back for us. Page 247 in the songbooks. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Giving cheer everywhere, to the sad and alone. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while.
a song and a smile. Feel my way every day with keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness go. Keep my path free from wrath, and my soul satisfied. Feel my way every day with love. Come on and sing, yeah. Feel my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly leader, let me go. Go all the while with the song and the smile. Feel my way every day with number three, soon the race. Soon the race will be over and I'll travel no more. But abide in my home above. Let me sing, bless the King all the way to the shore. Feel my way every day with love. Feel my way. Feel my way every day with love. With the heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with the song and the smile. Feel my way every day. Keep me close, so keep me close.
Brings every soul, every troubled heart. We serve an awesome God. Brothers and sisters, this morning, we're truly, 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 amen, thankful for another opportunity to be back here in the house of the Lord. Amen. We continue to seek the Lord's face and continue to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. He is our hope, our strength, our everything today. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to meet every need in here in the house of the Lord. Amen. And thank God we have a God that hears and knows every need. Amen. Whatever your need is today, God is able. God is able to accomplish his will. Amen. In your life today, as we continue to call on the mighty name of Jesus today. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. The Bible says heaven and earth adore him. Amen. Because of who he is. Amen. An awesome God is able to do great things today. How many gonna believe God for great things this morning? Amen. 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 And truly, he is more than able. You may be seated this morning, amen, but thankful for all that he is doing today, amen. Be mindful again, April the 6th is what I believe it is. April 6th is our Resurrection Sunday. Let me pull up my calendar here. April 6th is our Resurrection Sunday, church. We're looking forward to, April the 9th is our Resurrection Sunday. April 9th is our Resurrection Sunday, so we are looking forward to what God's going to do on that day. We encourage you to invite somebody, to tell somebody about him. Let's fill the house of the Lord up. Amen. Fill it up. Amen. And looking forward to what God is going to do in hearts and souls of men and women. Let's make that an exciting day. So it's approximately 3 weeks away. Exactly 3 weeks away. And so we are looking forward to what God will be doing. here on that day as well. So come expecting, believing God for, again, that he, men and women will come to know him. Families will come in and receive from him. Amen. What God is intending. The greatest, really the greatest day in the history of time. Amen. That when Christ rose from the grave with all power in his hand, again, he's given men and women that will receive him victory and power to live for him. So let's get excited about that on April the 9th. April 9th, we're looking for what God's going to do in the service that day. And we'll perhaps have communion day as well. Amen. And perhaps maybe some fellowship. We'll see how it goes. Again, on various things like that. So come on out. Be with us. Be with us here at 334 Ashford Street. Don't watch it online. Come on out that day. Let's celebrate together here in the house of the Lord. And for those perhaps first-time viewers wondering where the church is at, we are located at 334 Ashford Street here in Brooklyn, New York, right on the border of Brooklyn and Queens, between Pickens and Glenmore here in the great city of New York. And we want to invite you to come be with us. Amen. We have service here in person at 11 a.m. every Sunday morning. Then we also have Thursday p.m. at 7:30 as well in person for the current moment. Then we have online Bible studies. Amen. Online Bible studies and Sunday evenings online as well at 6 p.m. tonight. And then Bible studies on Tuesdays at 7:30. So come. We encourage you to come. Say, how do I get here? Well, again, there's various ways. Three train, many of you know. The three train, New Light train, the Q24, the A train, which is what the Shepherd stop, and the Van Sigma stop, depending on if it's running local. The C train as well, the same, and then the J train, which is the Cleveland stop. So come on out and be with us. Be with us on those here in the house of the Lord, and we're looking forward to what God's going to do. I believe you catch the B-15 over here, the B-15, the Q-24, I already said, and I think the B-14 as well comes over here. And so come on now. And then Y-2, what is Y-2? Your 2 feet. Amen. Many of you come via walking to the church, and so we're thankful for each one here this morning with us and looking forward to what God's going to do. Continue to be a part with us as we continue to endeavor to reach out to this neighborhood, the city of New York. Amen. A place of worship where you can come received from the word of God. Amen. So we'd like to welcome you to the broadcast as well. This time we're going to sing some more praise and worship unto the Lord. As we said before, we serve a great and mighty God. Great and mighty God. And this morning you begin to expand your heart and your soul and say, you know what? Our God is great. Our God is mighty. He's an awesome God. Amen. And she prepares to sing here today. Familiar songs, again, perhaps you may be familiar with. How great is our God. Amen. Go ahead.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. Known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
God, all our lives he's been faithful. Has he been faithful to you, church? Amen? Has he been faithful all the days of your life? He truly is. Amen. And truly, God is a faithful God, an awesome God that he is. And truly, do you think, look back over your life and say, man, God has been good to us. just getting here sometimes, coming to the services, and just the getting here, arriving safely, or the job you work on, or the house over your head, the clothing and the provision that God has made, the goodness of God, how that God has, through the years, been faithful. Just always remember to thank God for all the things that he has done. Amen. And we're truly grateful today as you call on him and seek his face. Amen. He's faithfully will be. Able to answer as well. And so you continue to call on him, and we serve a mighty God that is a faithful God. I want to welcome each one again, as we said earlier, to our broadcast and our service here, those here in person coming to receive of Almighty God. We serve an extraordinary God, amen, a mighty God. Mighty God that is awesome in all of his ways, the scripture tells us. And continue to look to him and call upon him. He's more than able to meet every need. I want to come out of the Word of God here this morning from the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, Matthew 26, 6 through 13. Matthew 26, 6 through 13 for my Bible reading this morning. And we will read this thusly. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. And the Bible says, but when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much more, given to the poor. And when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work unto me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached in the whole world, this shall also this, that this woman had done, be told for a memorial of her, for her." And I want to draw your attention back to that verse about purpose here. About purpose. The Bible says here in verse 7, he says, "There came unto the woman having an alabaster box and poured it upon as he had sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, what purpose is this waste?" And for a little bit, they want to use this, I give it a title this morning, about extraordinary purpose. Extraordinary purpose. Amen. Amen. Truly, we're thankful today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the word, God, this morning. God, we thank you, God, for, God, all that you do, Lord. And we pray, that God, as we break forth your word this morning, God, let it lodge in every heart, every soul. God, let it find purpose in every heart. This morning, God, we just going to give you glory and honor, God, for what all you would do, whether it's salvation, whether it's empowering through the Holy Ghost or healing. God, just meeting needs and God, vision, whatever the case may be. God, we just give you glory and honor, God, for all that you have in store. God, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, we pray. Extraordinary purpose. We talked about extraordinary year, extraordinary things, extraordinary that it has been. As we open up this year, I believe in the first of the year, we talked about extraordinary year. We've gone through some various things about it, extraordinary power, extraordinary God that we serve, extraordinary things, events that will take place, and perhaps we'll come back to that, and various reasons about it. But we also have here extraordinary purpose. Extraordinary purpose, and we look at this year, we talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly being an extraordinary year. We will see some extraordinary good things, extraordinary bad things, and some extraordinary ugly things in this year. Again, and vice versa, it depends on the receiver, it depends on the person. It depends on God's will for every life. And so it's up to us in our hearts and our souls is to trust in an extraordinary God. An extraordinary God, again, that we can believe in and will help us through it all, whether it is good, whether it is bad, or whether it is ugly. We can look to the extraordinary God. And this part of the was turned into a series about extraordinary and this purpose we want to look at today. Purpose, definition of purpose, the reason for something, that which is done or are created for that which exists. Purpose. The purpose of something, you can think about the word purpose, or the reason why it was made or why something is done. Why it was created or why it exists, a purpose for everything. How many know that this morning? There's a purpose why you're born this morning. There's a purpose why we're here. There's a purpose for this day. There's a purpose why we are exist and on and on and on in our lives. Actions, a purpose for every action, a purpose for everything that is done. Purpose why we're led a certain way. And it's why we need to seek God's direction, to seek his purpose. Purpose for this day. When we get up in the morning and say, God, again, guide my feet in my day. God, you created this day. This is the day that you made for a purpose and a reason. And church, we look to that and see the reason for these purposes and all that God does. One of the things in which God does is one of the things is to get man to God. To get man to God. And he purposely tries to get man back on track. This service here today and really the church and churches all around the world, God is ordained to do what? To purposely drive and point man back to God. Again, to get back on purpose for the reason him being created. Back on purpose for the reason why he was even born. To worship and to serve and live for God. To have dominion on the earth. And no doubt, the things in which God had created for mankind. We see, again, God purposely tries over and over and over again. You look back over your life and how God tried to direct you in a certain way. God would send people your way. God would people in your path to purposely direct your mind and your heart back to God. God has a purpose for every being, every interaction, every purpose. Again, under the sun, the Bible talks about there's a reason for it. We get to it in a minute. And so we read in Job 33, you can pull it up as well. Job 33, 14, Job talked about God trying to get man on purpose. Get him on purpose, in his purpose. God says, he said, God has spoken once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Man, will he listen? Man, will we begin to obey? Will we follow the voice of God to get in God's will for our lives? And so he says in a dream, verse 15, in a dream or in a vision of night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumbering upon the bed. He says sometimes God has to speak to us even in our dreams. God will do speak to your heart. Man may perhaps will not listen to him throughout the day, won't listen to the voice of God to be tended to. The voice of God. So Job said, you know, sometimes God will even speak to you in a dream. You may be wondering, why did I have that dream? Why did I have that? Why is this thing coming in my head at night? Perhaps because God is trying, when things are quiet, when there's no distractions, perhaps God is trying to get you to see your purpose. Again, he says, then he opened his ears of men and sealeth their instruction. He said that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He said he was trying to get man into his divine purpose, into the purpose in which God wanted for him. He says he's trying to get us out of our destructive purposes, our destructive ways, and get us in the right path, he says, to keep man from falling. We look at also the purpose of sin. We're talking about extraordinary purpose this morning. And one of the reasons why man is off purpose is because of sin. Sin is one of the reasons why, and that's the purpose of Jesus coming to the earth. Why? Because he wanted to get man back in order, to get man back to that place that he would have us to be. In John chapter 3, 1 through 8, 1 John chapter 3, excuse me, 1 John 3, 1 through 8, it's a powerful book that deals with a lot. It shoots straight to the point.
And God really deals with man and really tries to get him to see ourselves. The Bible says, what manner of love God the Father has, the love of the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. He says here how God bestowed his love and how God bestowed his grace toward us. No doubt that we should be called the sons of God. This is God's plan for us. God's plan for you. God's plan for the entire world. That they would become sons of Almighty God. To be in fellowship with our Heavenly Father. To be in relationship divinely with our Heavenly Father. He says, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And so the world, those that are not saved today, are outside of God's divine will. And they don't understand God's plan, don't understand who God is, don't understand his word. And they're out of God's purpose, church, this morning. He says, beloved, now we are the sons of God, verse 2. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. He says, for we shall see him as he is. And he says, and every man that hath this hope in him purified themselves. The Bible says, even as he is pure. He says, when mankind begins to focus on God and realize that Jesus is coming again, that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings, when we realize that he is the only way, realize this in one day, realize this, hey, he desires to live and dwell with us and for us to dwell with him, not to die and lose our soul and spend eternity outside of God and spend eternity in hell, but his desires that men would come to know him and to have a relationship with him. He says one day he will appear. One day he will appear for the church, for the believer, for all men that will serve him and live for him and come to everlasting life with him. And so for this reason, it is important for us to purify ourselves, to say, you know what? I want to live pure. I want to walk pure. I want to walk uprightly before the Lord, that I can be and experience the purpose in which I was created. And that's to spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. The Bible says for the purpose of Christ. And so this reason why, because of sin. Sin will destroy. Sin takes us out of our purpose. He says, number 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresses the law. Also the law, he says, for sin is the transgression of the law. He went on and talked about sin a little bit. He says, for ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. In him is no sin. That's the reason why Jesus came, to show us, no doubt, to show us that we can live a life pure before the Lord. He was manifested and came down to the earth. Why? To deliver man out of, again, of sin, to get us in the right purpose, the right will, to get us in his presence today. The Bible says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that is righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He says, live right, do right, live for him every day of your life. This is God's plan for your life. I'm telling you, you want to see things come to pass in your life. You want to see things blessed in your life. Do what's right before the Lord. The Bible says, he that committed sin is of the devil. That's what the scripture says in verse 8. He that committed sin, in other words, he that practiced sin, he that says, you know what, I don't want this blood. I don't want the word of God. I don't want church. I don't want nothing to do with God. He said he's of the devil. He said the devil sinned from the beginning. This is the purpose of God, which was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so he says, before we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, before we give our lives to Christ, our purpose and our drive and our desire is of the devil, believe it or not. Again, you say, I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a bad woman. But you know what? Separated from Christ, our purpose and our being is not for the kingdom of God, but for the kingdom of darkness. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be unto God this morning that he was able to come and give his life for us. A ransom was paid, no doubt. for our sins, and he did it, why? To destroy the works of the devil. He said the Son of God came to destroy the works. Amen. Jesus, what's the purpose of Jesus? To destroy. One of the purposes is to destroy the works of the devil. The devil's fighting you this morning. Call on Jesus. Amen. Speak that name, Jesus. Dwell in Christ. Let Christ live in you. I'm telling you, the purpose of Christ, no doubt, will absolutely destroy the purpose of the devil in your life. Sin has a cause, as we also see. Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Again, we see here how that Jesus came to give us eternal life. Eternal life. And we see that was really God's will for man. For man to not dwell in sin. For man to leave and escape sin and begin to live for God. To get life on purpose. People die. Again, way too early due to a crime and violence. Again, I guess not God's will. People, again, live a hard life. Not God's will, because oftentimes it's because they're not in the purpose and will of God. Again, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. It's hard. He makes it hard. Sin makes it hard for one to have victory. Sin makes it hard for one to be successful in life. And so we see, but when one comes to Christ, or when one falls in love with the Lord our God, he causes, again, things change for your life. Your purpose will change. Your drive will change. Your life will change. Again, for an extraordinary purpose we're going to get to in a minute. The Bible says in Daniel 1:8, before I get back to the story about this woman, the Bible says in Daniel 1:8, the Bible says Daniel purpose, that word again, purpose. You read the word purpose throughout the Bible. A determined mind. Not to let anything destroy or not anything separate you from Almighty God. The Bible says he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Defile himself. Why? Because God has a plan for my life. God has a plan for my family. God has a plan for your future today. And so he purposed in his heart. You have to make up in your mind as well, I have an extraordinary purpose here on earth. God has an extraordinary plan for my life. And so I'm going to purpose in my heart that I will not defile myself with the king's meat, is what he said here. But it's really a parallel to the devil himself. Not to defile myself with sin. David wrote, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God, is Psalm 119. He says, nor with the wine or drink of the king. Therefore, he requests the princes of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. But it was a sign of determination. It was a showing that he purposed again to serve the living God. Jesus, in Luke 22:42, tells this. He says, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. It's another occasion where Jesus, when he realized his purpose, he knew it when he came, but even trying to live in purpose for Almighty God, it can become hard sometimes. It can become difficult. Even Jesus here struggled with the purpose at this particular point in his life. The Bible says, Lord, willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He says, you know what? It's not my will. It's not my will, Father. Not what I want to do. He did not want to. Really came to a point where he began to have second thoughts about the cross, second thoughts about, again, being crucified because of the sting of death that he would have to take on, the pain and the suffering that he would have to go through for an ungrateful world. But he stayed on purpose. He prayed through it and said, you know what, not my will, but yours be done, God. Your will be done. And many times the enemy will try to get us off course, to get you off course along your journey. But you must stay locked in. You must stay. You know what? I've got to make it to that day. I've got to make it, no doubt, to heaven. I want to see that glorious appearance we covered earlier. That glorious appearance. appearing and when he shall appear unto all men, and we shall be like him. We've got to serve him and live for him daily. We've got to stay on purpose this morning. The Bible says an extraordinary purpose for him to come and give his life for all of mankind. Amen. In Psalms 15:22, the Bible says, again, a godly direction. Godly direction, another word of purpose. He says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. We need direction from God. It's Psalms 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Again, we must be and follow the direction of God. Thank God for pastors. Thank God for, again, at least we have a general board and various things for direction. And you have overseas. We have mentors and various things perhaps in life. And we endeavor to be that same for you. Again, we say with counsel. Without counsel, we will be aimlessly running around in the world. We're aimlessly running around without direction. Aimlessly lost without God. We need church. We need the Bible. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen to God and direct us. He said our purposes will be disappointed. We fail to listen to God. Amen. The Bible says, but in the multitude of counselors are established. Thank God. God puts people in our place. Amen. God puts people in our path. God puts people along the way that are there to help guide us and direct us, and thank God for Jesus being the ultimate captain of the whole, being the ultimate guide and director. Thank God for the Holy Spirit being that ultimate guide, and we follow him and follow the Holy Ghost, and we endeavor to lead you as we follow Christ today. And the true, again, the following of the Holy Spirit and watching God work and move in among us. Be our prayer today. Amen. Everything, the true meaning of life and things that go on in life, the purpose of it all. What is it? God works things and orchestrates things for a purpose. I share with you. He says everything, to everything, there is a season. There's a season for everything. Every season has a purpose. We looked at spring. Thank God for spring coming. It's here. A little few more weeks here. A few more days, actually. Spring will be here. Spring, again, a new season. Spring represents life and growth. And spring represents these things. Summer represents another season of blossoming and flourishing. And fall represents a dying away. And the winter represents death. You think about every season of life, every circumstance of life. There's a season and a purpose. The Bible says everything has a purpose under the heavens. Number two, he says a time to be born. You were born for a reason. Your life is there for a reason, here for a reason. You live on the street, you live for a reason. Amen. You go about and go various places for a reason. The Bible says a time to die and a time to heal, a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4, he said a time to weaken, a time to laugh, a time, no doubt, to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose. Time to keep and a time to cast away. He says everything has a purpose. A time to rend and a time to sew back up. A time to keep silence, a time to speak. A time of love and a time of hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And then a little bit further, he talks about, but he makes all things beautiful. What? In his time. And so back to verse 1, he says, everything has a purpose under the heavens. Isaiah 14:27. The Lord of hosts hath purposed. God's plan will be done. God's will be done. It was concerning Israel. It was concerning really the fate of the world in this verse here. The fate of the world. Everything happens for a reason. The Bible says, for the Lord of hosts has purpose. Who shall disannul it? He said, man cannot change, no doubt, what God has already ordained. The book of Revelation has to take place. Again, you think about the things in which we're destined. Satan, no doubt, has already made his decision. Again, men and women, really, you think about it, God already knows and sees, again, the end of the story. He's read in the back of the book. Again, you go back and read the back of the book. In other words, the Bible, and you'll see that God's plan will be done and it will come to pass. And his hands are stretched out. Who shall turn it back? God's hand, when it's set to go forth, it's a plan and a purpose for it. And we can't stop it. But you know what? The key is right now is for us to get in God's will. To get in God's will and say, God, let me do what you planned and purposed for my life. And in our text today, I gave you some of that just to give you some other parts about planning and purpose. Let me get back to this story as we wrap this up. The Bible says Jesus in verse 6, Matthew 26, 6. Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. There was a purpose there. Jesus, everything that he did was a purpose for. There was a reason. Every city he went to, everyone he interacted with, it was a purpose and a reason. Why do we got to go to Simon the leper's house? Why do we got to go to his house? There's a purpose behind this. Why am I here? Why am I there? There's a purpose and a reason for everything. We don't understand it all. We understand it by and by. The old song says, but you know what? We must begin to be led by the Spirit. We must be led by the Spirit. God has a plan and a purpose for everything that we do. The Bible says, and there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box. It was this really nice box of, the Bible says, a very precious ointment. Very precious. The Bible says it was really expensive. The Bible says, and she poured it upon the head of him that sat in me. She poured it upon the head of Jesus. Can you imagine this? This very expensive ointment. Amen. This very expensive oil. Amen. She loved the Lord. Amen. And so they questioned, why did she do certain things? But it was for the purpose and glory of Almighty God. The Bible says, for it has been poured an ointment upon my body. She did it for my burial. She said, that's why she did it. She was preparing really to show the world that again, leading up to his death, leading up to his crucifixion, leading up to the thing in which no doubt the entire world will be able to enjoy the salvation of the Lord. Again, this was a preparation and a purpose for it all. Every step of the way, everything that was transpiring happened for a purpose. An extraordinary purpose this was. He said, verily I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel is preached in the whole world, there shall also this shall be accompanied with that. In other words, he says, everywhere you hear about the gospel, you're going to hear about this woman, this alabaster box, this oil that was poured upon her. This oil, no doubt she blessed the Lord. And brothers and sisters, today, let us live our lives to bless the Lord. Bless him in your actions. Bless him in your ways. Bless him with your hands and your feet, the things that we do for the kingdom of God. Bless the Lord with it. Let me say, I want to live my life blessing the Lord, doing for the kingdom, doing the things of God. And church today, she was an example of, again, pouring out her very best, pouring out her life. Another place, some translated as in a very expensive oil, worth a year, worth the salary. Some believe it was very, very expensive oil. And so we see, but she did it for him. She did it for the King. Let our lives and our ways and our actions be purposely for the kingdom of God. Let your day, again on your job, in your interactions with people, somehow, some way, let them see your purpose for living. Let them see why you believe what you believe. Let them see why, again, you love Jesus. Let them see why you praise him and worship him. Let them know why, again, in the day, you do the things for the kingdom of God. Why? Because you've been born again. Because you've been saved, because of what Jesus has done for you. Amen. He says the whole world will know this. Why? And the purpose for this was done. Brothers and sisters, today we continue to tell others as well. Why? Again here today. Why you even live. Our days ahead going forward. Let it be for the kingdom of God. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever this woman, this is gospel's priest. The whole world would know this. Also this, that the woman had done. He says that it may be a memorial for her, a memorial for the rest of her days, for the rest of history. She will be made known. Her purpose, amen, to anoint and bless the Lord. As we look at this, as we close up, she began to come up. You think about this, the purpose, an extraordinary purpose. There was an extraordinary purpose, preparing him for his death. The death of Jesus Christ. The crucifixion. The death, not only the death, but the resurrection. We will celebrate here in a few weeks. Extraordinary purpose why he came. In John chapter 6, as we close, the Bible says this. Jesus said, "For I came now from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." Jesus let the entire world know. And today we continue to let you know the purpose of Jesus. The purpose of him is to do not his own will, but the will of the Father. That souls can be saved. That men and women can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He came to fill that gap that had been made because of sin. To fill that void that had now been created because of the separation from man and God. He said, for the Father, number 20:39, he says, for the Father which hath sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise up again on the last day. And verse 40 says, this is the will of him that sent me. And everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. He said, I will raise up at the last day. He said, I came so I could spend eternity with you. So I could spend eternity. An extraordinary purpose was to have man that is once lost to be found. Mankind that was broken to be delivered. Mankind that was sick to be healed. Mankind that was again burdened with the load of sin, can now the heavy load can be lifted up. The mankind that needed direction, he came to give us direction. He came to take away the sorrow and the pain of life. He came, no doubt, to save old wretched man that we all were once before we come to. Know Jesus Christ. His purpose, no doubt, was again to today to redeem mankind from the clutches of the enemy. Today, an extraordinary purpose to destroy the works of the devil. And brothers and sisters, this morning, call on him today. Friend, today, if you don't know him, give him your life today. Trust in him. Believe in him. Surrender your life to him. Get in the plan of God while there's still time, while there's still an opportunity. Opportunity to again to really to salvage your life and to really before it's destroyed completely, my friend, today come to Jesus Christ our Lord. He came to seek and to save that which is lost, to deliver mankind from the horrible pit of sin, to get that relationship, he says, and to give him everlasting life for everyone that will believe. Brothers, today, my friend, whoever you may be, come to Christ. Give him your life. Serve Jesus. Get in God's will. Pour out your life. Pour out your soul. Pour it out. Commit it to the Lord. Another place as we close, she began to play. Was when Jesus came, he began to round up his disciples. All his disciples there are the original 12 and many others that would come after that. He wanted to get them in the purpose in which they were born to do. Some were fishermen. Some were tax collectors. One was a tax collector. Another was a lawyer. Another was a physician. Others did other occupations. But he says, here, you know, that's not really the purpose I have for you. You were born to get the gospel out. You were born to tell others about me. You were born to serve and be the pillars, no doubt, for the church. Brothers and sisters, today in that same commission reigns in every heart, every soul, every individual. Individual that walks the face of the earth, no doubt, is commissioned to tell about the goodness of God, to reach someone else, to tell somebody else about a better plan that God has for them. The plan of salvation, the plan in which God has to spend eternity with whosoever that will believe in Him. Today, let that be our prayer. Let me say, I want to get in your will, God. My plans are not working out. My life is not working out the way that it should. But it's time today to get in the purpose of God. Say, God, I want to do your will. Not my will, but yours be done. Not my ways, but your ways. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts, Lord. Let me do what you would have me to do. As we bow our heads in reverence to God this morning, let's seek His face. Call on Him. God has an extraordinary purpose for your life. Extraordinary things ahead. This could become an extraordinary year. No doubt He wants us to get in His will and His plan. To begin to manifest all the great things that He has for you. And I, brothers and sisters, today. My friend, if you're lost today, if you're not saved, today, make Christ your Savior today. Accept Him as Lord. Accept Him as King of your life. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today. He says, whosoever will believe in me, no doubt, I will bring them in. I will receive you. I will make you a son and a daughter for me. I'm a son and a daughter to leave sin, to leave the works of darkness, to leave sin. It's not God's plan for your life. It's not God's plan for you to perish this morning. Today, but God is saying, come to me. Believe on what I did on the cross. Believe what He did on the cross. He says, hey, I've died for you. I bled. I paid the ultimate sacrifice. My blood is able to wash. This morning, my blood is able to deliver you and wash you clean today. Let that be your prayer. Say, Lord, I believe. I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life. Let that be your prayer today. Say, Lord, I no longer want to do my will. But I'm going to start doing your will. I'm going to stop being who I want to be, but God, I want to be what you want me to be. God, I want to serve you and get in your divine purpose for my life. Seek the Lord. Say, God, what do you want for my life? What does my future hold? God, I want to be in you. Let your days and your ways be in Christ today, fulfilling the purpose of God. He said, let us fear God and keep His commandments. He said, this is the whole duty of man. The conclusion of it all, the conclusion of matter, when it's all said and done, is to fear God and to keep His commandments. Church, in one day, when it's all said and done, everyone that no doubt has confessed Him as Lord, that lives for Him daily, that departs from sin, departs from the evil and the devil, who now I will spend eternity with Him forevermore. Let that be your prayer today. Say, God, let me get in your will, your purpose, your plan. Let God order your steps today. Say, God, orchestrate my steps. As the altar prayer is open this morning, say, God, direct me, lead me, guide me, so I can experience the extraordinary plan you have for me, the extraordinary purpose for my life. And she began to sing as unto the Lord this morning. Let's all find a place to pray today. Call on Him. The Lord is waiting. He says, come and follow me. That's what He told His disciples. Come and follow. Come and obey, come and listen, come and watch. Let me direct you today. Let me direct your plans, your path. Lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me.
Thousand times and I'll direct your path.
might have old song called, I Surrender All. Amen. Unto the Lord. Truly, church, when we surrender, amen, God's divine purpose is fulfilled. Let that be our prayer. Let's live a surrendered life unto the King, our God. Amen. To be fulfilled his divine purpose for each life this morning. We'd like to take an opportunity to give unto the Lord this morning. Amen. Our God is a good God to us. Amen. Let's give unto the Lord our God for all of his goodness and his mercy that he blesses us with. We just a token to give back to the Lord through his tithing, through offerings. Again, it's a way of saying thank you, Lord. Thank you. God, for all that you do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your many, many blessings upon us. Amen. And God, again, is able to bless you as you give unto the Lord today. And many of you support the work, and we say thank you. Many of you support it and help keep the church afloat. And so you do your giving and your tithing offerings also blesses you, because God has a way of blessing you back. Amen. Over and over again, that's what he said in his word. Again, when he said it, he meant it. Amen. How he will bless you as you give unto him. He's a lover of a cheerful giver. Let's give unto him and watch him bless you in a mighty way. Up on the screen there, you have it for us. You can give through text to give. Text to give is one of the ways we give. Text his number at 347-229-9933. 347-229-9933. If you've yet to do that, if you already set it up, all you do is the dollar amount. And then it will go straight. $20, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you put in there, it'll go. Just type that number and it'll go. And also, we have Zelle. This way as well. You can give through our online banking. Online banking. At the contact is NTCC Brooklyn, New York, or NTCC Brooklyn, NY at gmail.com. And then we have also church website. Go over and check out the church website at www.myntcc.org/Brooklyn NY. Brooklyn NY. You can give that way. It says probably make a gift on the page there. And give a gift unto the Lord and watch him richly bless you. You can set up also a reoccurring, again, giving to where it'll automatically come out every 2 weeks or every week after all you get paid or whatever the case may be. And it can do that as well. Some do that monthly, some do it bi-weekly, on, but it's a blessing, a way of giving for those who are unable to be here. Support from all over, really the country, in various places people give, and we say thank you to those as well that continue to help support the work of the Lord here. Amen. For those here locally, we're going to give it the old-fashioned way. Amen. Let's bring an offering unto the Lord, and truly he will bless you is our prayer. Amen. Come on, let's give unto the Lord today. This morning. May the Lord truly bless. We look forward to seeing you this evening at 6 p.m. on the broadcast. Again, come on, tune in with us at 6 p.m. Lord willing, there on our YouTube channel and our Facebook as well. And we looking forward to what God's going to do this day. Reminder again on the 9th of April. Come on out and be with us. The 9th of April is our Resurrection Sunday. So come be with us. Here in person, for those not here this morning, come on out and be with us in person. Let's have a grand old time. Let's not even wait till then. Come out to the next service, next appointed time. God bless you. I pray we'll see you soon.